Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
It's the joint!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Crab Feast. I know a lot of you might be upset, but Ryan and I have decided to not touch pitch every week just because it takes... Welcome back to the Crab Feast. Another Tuesday. Another Crab Feast for that ass.
That ass.
That psyched me out, man. I wasn't sure what I was supposed to jump in on that.
You didn't know what was happening.
Holy shit, I really didn't.
God, I like
good
that.
To see you tonight,
Good J-Lo. To see you as well. Feast is good to be with you. Love to keep you on your toes. As always, I'm Jay Larson, jlarsoncomedy.com, and at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, Jay Larson Comedy as well. Tonight is the night. January 28th, some of you already hit me up, told me you got tickets at the Meltdown Theater, nerdmeltla.com. $5 gets you in. It's a great little intimate room. I'm going to be telling some stories, doing some jokes, and would love to enjoy it with you. So if you're in the LA area and you can make it out tonight, get out there. Sickle.
Ryan Sickler on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. RyanSickler.com. February 28th, March 1st, Flappers Yoo-Hoo Room. Come out and see me for shows. March 20th, Brea Improv. Use code CRAB for $10 tickets. You'll definitely see some Crab Feast favorites out there. GoDaddy, again, sponsoring the Crab Feast and offering one newer transfer.com domain name for $199. Go to thecrabfeast.com and click the GoDaddy banner today. Just do it. Just do it. It's
just
time. It's time
it.
You got the damn.com. Thecrabfeast.com for any and all Crab Feast things related, where you can get your merch. You guys are looking good in the merch. Thank you for hitting up the Amazon link right there on the page. Thank you for liking and posting all over the Facebook fan page. And thank you for your five-star funny ass. If we could have a page of your reviews, it would be five stars. Fuck the shit out of you guys.
It's we do have a page, awesome. And it's on the iTunes page.
But for their reviews.
Ain't king. I do want to also add, we love that you guys do that. We don't pay much. We're not going to be mentioned as much in the intros anymore, but it's thumbs up to you guys. And I loved the Mr. Belvedere things that came out last week.
Oh, my God. The Belvedere
were hilarious.
Shit was hilarious.
So keep doing those and keep posting to the Facebook fan page, because that way everybody can see them. Everyone can see them on Twitter. And I do also want to mention, I forgot to mention it last week, I told you I would, is thank everyone that came out to the Riot LA Festival. You guys were fantastic at my show, and you guys, everyone comments about how you're the best audience members, fans. And
they really do. Everybody comes on here and really raves about the Feasters. It's fucking good for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are the best, and we appreciate it, and we love you for it. And I just want to say that. Move on.
Calm down.
And last but not least, did we mention it? I don't think we do.
I was about to say that you could also hit up Stitcher. All the links are right there for you. Everything we say, we're going to try to just shorten and thank you for using it instead of telling you about it, because you guys aren't fucking idiots. But you know what? You do need to know.
There are other places you can go, and if you'd like, you can take the highway to the danger zone. That's from Roboto77.
Well done, Roboto77.
Thanks for sending in. We always appreciate you guys doing that. We're excited for this week, you guys. Great comedian in the house. He's done in Conan a ton of times, and we've been friends, and he happens to be in an intimate relationship with a past guest, April Macy. Please welcome to the Crab Feast for the first time, Mr. Shane Moss, everybody. Shane Moss.
Welcome to the Crab Feast, Shane.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, Shane. We're very excited to have you here today. And before we get into anything, please...
Can we acknowledge the fact that he was giving a little woo?
He was.
You're giving a cheer,
clap
man.
Under the table.
Yeah. I'm excited to be here.
Perfect.
We're excited that you're excited, and I love seeing people excited for themselves. He also brought a guest... who's now at my feet, the cutest little Don Lickles, little dog. What's his mom's a Shih Tzu, you said?
Mom's a Shih Tzu, and they think his dad is, a lot of people think, a Brussels Griffon. I think that's just a fun thing.
I've never
to
even
say.
Heard of
Brussels
that.
Griffon. I think I had that as an appetizer 2 weeks ago.
Bring me that Brussels Griffon!
It's fantastic. Can you put a little salt on that?
What do you think Don Lickles weighs? Maybe 3.5 pounds.
Hey,
he is
six.
Whoa!
Get out of there.
Hey,
trying to bite the cord.
On cords. No.
Damn it, Don Lickles.
I knew this was going to be a bad idea.
Let him run around, man. Let him be. Let him learn.
Come on.
He's good.
There you go.
Right.
It's not like it's tough to put him down.
He's 3.5 pounds, and he'll maybe break the 4 pound mark by the time he's done growing.
So that's 6 pounds. He's obese.
Yeah. He's yeah. He got dog diabetes at 6 pounds.
He's I think he has some liver issue, and that's why he's so small. He's the runt of the litter. They didn't tell us that when we adopted him.
All his brothers and sisters are like 18, 20 pounds.
All of his brothers and sisters are twice the size of him. And
jeez.
So the vet, when we brought him into the vet, and they're like, oh yeah, she didn't tell you? He probably has this liver thing. That's why he's half the size of all of his siblings, even if he has a different father. Because, you know, a lot of times they have a bunch of different fathers.
Oh, really?
In a litter. Yeah, yeah. Sperm competition.
That's crazy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Learning something already.
I love learning new shit.
That's a very common thing. Humans sometimes have multiple fathers. There's twins once in a while.
I do know that.
You might be you.
Could be me. I could be somebody else's kid.
Oh, you're a twin?
I am.
His awesome. Twin brother is like 6'5", black. I mean, he's...
that's pretty much the only time they catch it.
Because
normally people don't think to question, other than, well, there's DNA testing. But in the past, you wouldn't think to question it until there was one black and one white baby.
No kidding.
I got to make sure my phone is turned off. Which I imagine is just the most awkward delivery.
Oh, my God.
Nurses probably aren't even, you know... I imagine they forgot that's a thing. You know, it's like a one in a million.
Yeah, I mean, what would you even do?
You probably take the babies away from the angry father, I imagine.
I have a friend of mine that works in a hospital. He does all the neonatal NIC and all that stuff, incubators and warmers. And he works here in Southern California, and I've known him since high school. He's just one of those, he's a brother to me, but he's not in the industry at all. So I love having someone that's outside of this shit.
Right.
And he calls me one night and he's like, man, I go,
we lost one today.
No, he's like, I'm going to be working all night tonight. And it was during Octomom. And I go, is she in one of your hospitals? He's like, yep. He had to set up for all eight of those babies, and he saved all eight of those fucking babies. And I kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
those
right.
Those
eight half humans.
He actually had to come do this.
Help them to go die with their mother. A slow, painful death into their probably 80s or 90s. But I ask him crazy stories all the time. What I'm getting at is he told me one time that they delivered this baby, and he's in the room, and the nurse starts screaming, like, it's choking, and they just rush it away. And then they come back, and they're like, it actually wasn't choking. It's black. You need to talk to your wife, man. That shit's not yours. And he's in the room like,
Oh, my God.
Hearing that when they came in. Because they thought it, you know, he was losing color and everything. They just hustled it out, and then they come back.
Yeah,
and
you
like, got to
hustle
that
it.
And they just
that
hear.
That shit's breathing fine, man.
They just hear
fine.
From the waiting room.
Dads are going to just start throwing babies.
It's just not yours, man.
They just hear from the waiting room like, hey, player, it's the boy, y'all. It's like, that's the dude, man. There's your guy.
So we've gotten away. I'm sorry. Please promote and plug away anything and everything.
I'm
going to
be
Moss.
In Kirkland, Washington coming up, and I'm going to be back in Boston.
Home of everything Costco. Home of everything Costco.
Really?
They're Kirkland signature brand on everything, man. That's their brand. That's got to come out of Kirkland.
Well,
is it?
You know what? I'm
going to
throw my money up and say it is. I'm
just
going to throw money up and say it is.
That's a bizarre
$20
fact.
Bucks.
Well, I mean, I get where you're coming from. That's this weekend you'll be in Kirkland?
Yeah.
And then when are we going to be in Boston?
I'll be in Boston in April, and then
nice.
Just check my calendar. I have a bunch of stuff coming up.
What's your website?
ShaneMoss, MAUSS.com, and Twitter is @ShaneComedy.
Perfect.
Great.
Did you go for Shane Moss and couldn't get it?
No, I What originally happened was people had so much trouble with my name. I initially was going to change the spelling of my name to M-O-S-S.
Oh, really?
Just to make it easier for people. And then I, like...
Your mother freaked out. Like, Shane, don't do it!
No, I just, like, I caught some breaks. I never got around to it. And then by the time I had, like, a TV spot or whatever, and then it was... I already had...
Yeah, it was out the door
name.
At that point.
Yeah, so...
What about you? Did you go for Jay Larson Comedy? Because there's another Jay Larson... I've never asked
yeah,
you.
There's a Jay Larson out there.
That had it before
Son
you, though?
Son of a bitch in New Hampshire. Yeah, not doing anything. Hasn't tweeted since just 12.
I bet he's handsome.
He's a good-looking guy.
Damn it.
He's in agriculture or something like that. It's stupid. It's like I've tried to find a way to get in touch with him, but he hasn't tweeted since the 2012.
You follow him? DM him, man.
There is
he doesn't follow me.
I think there's a Shane Moss on Twitter like impersonating me, but they don't actually tweet ever. So it's just... It's. I think they put like two tweets out, and then they have like 1,000.
The first tweet was, "I'm watching you, Shane."
Yeah.
Love it, man. So in Boston, man, you started comedy in Boston.
Yeah, 2004.
What made you go there?
I had no idea. I'm from Wisconsin originally. I wanted to be a stand-up comedian. I had no idea whatsoever what to do or how to get started. And I was like, well, you go to New York or L.A., I guess. And I had a friend that was moving to Boston. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that seems close enough. I really had no idea. So I just tagged along with him. I had, like, no money or anything at the time. And then I just started... comedy. It turned out to be a fantastic scene to start
yeah,
up.
Man.
Did you actually start there?
No, I started in L.A.
Yeah, that's
but every time I go home, I do the comedy studio because it's like the best place in the world to go try material out.
Yeah, yeah, it's fantastic. The most giving audiences, and they're smart and laugh at everything.
And you can get a crab rangoon while you wait.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
I love a nice crab rangoon. They'll do it nice over there. Some pork fried rice. I don't like nice Chinese food. We've talked about it before on the podcast. Nice Chinese food or East Coast Chinese food. But that was the best because the Hong Kong's right below.
I like wonton soup. That's about all that I can eat there.
That's all you do?
That's about it. I can't stand it after a while. Too much Chinese food.
Too much Chinese food?
Well, because I performed there all the time.
Oh, I can imagine,
and
yeah.
So, yeah, enough was enough.
So where did you grow up? Wisconsin?
Yeah, La Crosse, Wisconsin. It's on the border of Minnesota and Iowa. Most bars per capita in the entire United States. Quite proud of it.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. Guinness Book of World Records. Most bars on one street.
How many?
There's 108.
On one fucking street?
Yeah, this is 50,000 people, too.
Holy damn.
Yeah,
Jesus.
It's really weird. It's a lot, a lot of drinking. They have the world's largest six-pack. It's a brewery that's shaped and painted like a six-pack.
Wow.
Quite proud of that. That's a must-see. If you're ever in
is this built off of a college town, or is this just like, fuck it?
There's a decent-sized college there, but...
Oh. He thinks there's something on the porch. Dude, there's nothing out there.
Yeah, he sees himself in the reflection.
Go ahead, Lickles.
Oh,
he sees. Watch, look. He gets to the door, and he's just like, oh, man, someone's out here.
Nothing out here.
There's nothing here.
Ah, Don Lickles.
Don Lickles, just a tiny little dog scared of a little something.
Mm. So that's where I got my alcoholism, and then I moved to Boston. It was strange. I moved to Boston, and they were like, you drink too much. This is in Boston. Like,
never said that at the six pack.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the name of the place too?
The six pack?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh, what's it called?
It should be
some brewery. It used to be Heilemann's Brewery. They used to do Old Style. They used to make Old Style out of there. And then so once Old Style went away, they started making various local beers and bottling for one of those
craft beer,
Zima or something like that.
Zima.
No, Zima.
What's Mike's? The starts with the S?
Cheyenne.
No, what's the fruity Zima ish?
Seagram's.
Seagram's.
Wine coolers.
No, like wine coolers. Fuck, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. But I love that they hundred. I mean, how long is that street?
It's really long. It's a very long street. But the downtown area is like just bar, like fucking insane. And in this few block radius, there's just so many bars there. And there's always like $5 all you can drink at like every other bar. Will have that as a special.
You should have $5 for a DUI on that motherfucker.
Yeah. It's $5 all you can drink there. And then all the drinking laws are like really loose. And if you get, I got a couple Deweys there and it wasn't nearly as bad as if I would have got them anywhere else. It was, they're all pretty lenient. I got like 11 underage drinking tickets.
Come 11? On. How 11. Underage? How underage were I?
11.
I didn't really get into drinking until I was like 19 because I was a
how the hell did you avoid
pothead.
It? I was okay. The same way.
And I hated weed. I loved weed and I hated alcohol. I drank like 2 times, got hammered, and made a fool of myself and just never liked it. I was always the pothead. And then something happened. I started liking alcohol. I wish that would have never happened. Yeah. Because I was
first time I met
able.
You, you wasted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was never able to handle it.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. What when they said you drink too much, what was too much when you were drinking?
And, oh, I mean, I always got just blacked out.
You never just had like 2 or 3 beers. It was all the way balls out.
No, I mean, even toward the end when I was...
you don't drink anymore at all.
No, I don't drink anymore. So,
how about tonight?
well, one can't hurt. I've been trying for years. I was drinking less, like each year, but it was still. The problem was I'd have like 8 drinks and be fine, but as soon as someone offered me a shot, if I drank one shot, then I would like jump over the bar and grab a bottle and good luck trying to rip it out of my hand. Like,
we drank in Portland together, and I remember I was like, hey, you want a drink? And you're like, what are you drinking? And I'm like, I think I'm going to do Whiskey Rocks. Like, Whiskey Rocks or Whiskey Neat. You're like, yeah, I'll do that. Now, in hindsight, probably shouldn't have given you that.
I was kidding.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have found it either way.
Yeah, yeah.
How long have you been clean?
Like a year and a half or
that's
something
good,
like that.
Man, good.
I'm not like in a program or anything, but it was just enough was enough. It started like about 2 years ago when I really started kind of taking a
what
hard
were
look
some
at
of the
myself.
Things that happened where you finally made you take a hard look at yourself?
When I quit smoking, it's the fucking craziest.
Cigarettes or weed?
When I quit smoking cigarettes. I still smoke weed once in a while. It doesn't do a whole lot for me. I do mushrooms and... and DMT when I can find it.
When I can get it.
The hell
you know
is
what?
That?
We got a secret for you. DMT, get over here, man. Hey, what guy right here?
What the hell is DMT? That's a new one to me. Is it?
DMT, it's called the spirit molecule. There's like a documentary
isn't this
on Netflix.
The drug that your brain releases when you die?
Yeah, yeah. So it naturally occurs in your brain, supposedly. And
what can you, is there anything you can compare it to?
No.
No.
It's like you feel completely normal.
Is it like smoking testosterone? Like
I've never smoked testosterone, but no.
That's some new shit.
It's like, do people smoke testosterone?
No. Roll up awesome. Some of that testosterone, man. Let's get fucked up.
For 10 minutes.
Just start benching.
Start curling some shit, man. So it's a 10-minute high?
It's a 10-minute, like... You don't understand. It's like you don't even feel different. It's like if I just pulled down like a zipper and this fucking tent of lies collapsed.
Lies.
And there's
wait, it shows you truth?
Fucking,
is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. But whatever fucking it's so fucking bizarre. I don't understand how your brain is showing you what it's showing you because it's fucked up. It's like this holographic geometrical world. It's
my buddy said he did it one time and he ended up he was like transported or was down by a river with his ex-girlfriend and he told me to my face, he goes, I'm not kidding you, I was making out with her. We were like connect, and he hadn't seen her in years, you know what I mean, but he was just like trans. I don't know, does that sound familiar?
Yeah, there's like weird shit like okay. that. But I mean, the first time I
is it showing you your world, meaning you're
no,
inside
no, no.
of your brain?
Can like, we get it right now?
Are you getting a bird's eye view? Do you have any on you?
I think that the only like reasonable explanation is that it's like kind of showing you an interpretation of your own subconscious, possibly, and giving you that's kind of like a different like interface, basically. So the way that we perceive everything is our brain has a lot of things going on at once. So you know, when you log on to your Apple and you and you are on your computer, whatever computer you have, and you're clicking on an icon or you're doing whatever, that's not really what's happening. That's just like an intuitive way of kind of explaining all
sure.
these codes of ones and zeros and all of this stuff. It's an easy way of making
sense. So DMT is kind of showing you the codes and the zeros?
That's what it seems like. So there's this idea that...
is DMT Oz? Is that what you're saying?
I don't... DMT is fucking
weird. I like
weird.
That.
Pretty
it's,
much
it's
it.
It's really crazy. I mean, I'm just trying to make sense of how... What DMT feels like. I mean, I can tell you, the first time that I had it, it was like... So what happened, I went to this guy's place, and he was like, you're going to want to... Here's this bong, and you're going to want to clear this bong. It's going to be like 3 hits, and you're going to have the first hit, and you're going to feel like a little bit goofy. And then you're going to have the second hit, and then it's going to feel like the hardest mushroom trip of your entire life. You're going to be like, that's way too many drugs.
Two hits.
I have to stop right now. And he's like, whatever you do, don't stop. Like, you have to do the
you
third
have to finish.
Hit. And I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, and I'm kind of like, I'm fucking 32 years old at this point. This
in
just
New York?
A little over a year ago. I was in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
And I'm like, do I want to introduce a new fucking
yeah, I know.
It wasn't that long after I quit drinking and, you know, I was healthier and feeling
Shut
good.
Up.
And I'm like, do I really, you know, I watched this documentary, DMT, the Spirit Molecule, and some of it's kind of seemingly full of shit, but, mm-hmm. but it's very intriguing and interesting. So anyhow, so I go and I light up this bong. I take the first hit and I start.
Is there
feeling,
weed in it or is it just DMT?
Yeah, what
it's
sort
just
of
DMT?
What is it? Crushed up? What is it?
It's
extracted out of a plant. So okay. apparently, it's what is released in your brain when you die, and that's why people have these after death experiences and see a light and all of that, which makes perfect sense.
And the flashbacks of their life that roll quickly and okay,
which is like that's DMT all over the place. Okay. After you do it, it's like oh yeah, that's what those people are experiencing. So so you smoke, you have the first hit, and then I take the second hit, and then the whole world just starts fucking shaking, like. I felt like I was like a rocket about to take off, and
which
I was
you were.
Like, I was like, "What the fuck?" It was like the craziest fucking feeling, and like my hands started shrinking for a second and stuff, and I was like,
"Couldn't
Whoa.
Grab the bong, couldn't get it." Like, God, these tiny hands, man.
And it was so fucking wild that I had to. I was like, I gotta stop. Just like you said, you know, and I look at him like panicked, and then he's like, "Keep going, one more,
my
one
God.
More." And then I mean, I don't know if you'll be able to describe this. I found this artist rendering of a DMT thing online, but on DMT's Facebook page.
Damn, DMT Facebook page.
Yeah, I know it's silly. So anyhow,
who curates that? You know,
I'm following you,
the,
all, man.
The Spirit Molecule, the movie.
Okay.
So I start taking this third hit. I haven't even hit it yet. I'm filling up the chamber with this third hit, and
very
and
professional.
Like, mm-hmm. Everything's going fucking crazy, and then all of the and I'm like very panicked, and then all of a sudden there's just like this sense of peace washes over me. And everything gets still for a second, and then everything just goes zoop and just goes away like
death.
Like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Yeah, a little black circle into the distance.
Yeah,
yes.
And then it just went away, and then it was just me and this bong in space, like no stars or anything. Like a
and
vacuum.
The Coen brothers were like, cut! Guys, let's send something out and get me fucked up on Run DMC, man. I'm fucked up.
And, oh my God! I accidentally hit the microphone button on my Google search while you were
I was just yelling.
While you were just ranting, and it was trying to. It's like, can you slow down? So anyhow, I like now I'm like in this weird fucking vacuum, and I look down at this bong. I'm trying to still take this third hit, and I look down, and the smoke in the bong turns into electricity. And then the electricity turns into all these codes,
my
and
Aunt Linda
and stuff. And then
codes like numbers and
Yeah, kind
letters
of.
Letters and shit.
Symbols.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a totem pole involved.
Code. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is there a key?
Like, just the weirdest, most crazy, just as crazy as it sounds.
And for 10 minutes, that's what you experience the rest of the time?
No, okay. No. So then this code starts fucking swirling around like it wanted to, like, go into my mouth. And then I just inhaled this thing. And it Holy felt shit. Like I fucking inhaled
the lottery,
the fucking universe. It was the weirdest fucking feeling. And then I lay back, and I closed my eyes, and then I was just immediately in this like geometrical world. It was
like shapes.
It was exactly like this, actually. And I showed it's pulling up. It was like this.
And that's actually, he's showing us a picture on his phone right now. That's what you saw that.
Not only that, but I've given DMT to a couple people since, and then I showed them like.
Wait, you're prescribing it now?
Yeah, yeah.
You got a script pad. You know what? You could use some DMT, man.
But I wish I had a script for DMT. But it's so impossible to find. Yeah. Because, like, no one will sell it. Like, anyone that makes the DMT, it's, like, just for them. And they'll, like, share it with people that they want to share the experience yeah. with. It's one of those fucking weird hippie
Is it
things.
A homemade thing?
Yeah, yeah. It's DMT's in any living thing, in any plant you can theoretically extract DMT from. But there's a couple plants in particular that just have large quantities of it, and you grill these plants and then extract it
and smoke it. And that's the preferred method of getting it into your system is smoking it. I've never heard of this.
Well,
man.
There's this. Oh Christ!
What, I think I may have had DMT once.
It's, what?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you. Let's keep going, but I'll tell you. There's this
tea. Why can't I think of the name of it? In Peru, you go. It's like Oaxaca, or no, I'm saying it
Machu Picchu.
Asasia. Ah, oh, fuck. What is the name of
Asasia? Are you just making words up?
Yeah, kind of. I'm having trouble. I could look it up, but I'm having trouble.
We can check that later.
Yeah, we'll check it later. But anyhow, so I'm in this fucking weird. It looks like this city full of computer chips, and there's like these fucking lights going around everywhere. And then the lights were like communicating with me, and I was like, "Oh, is this like the inside of my brain or what?" And then I started freaking out for a second.
I'm sitting here feeling intense about it. I'm like, what?
I know. And then I was like, so I was a little bit panicked. Like, you guys are like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, what the fuck am I seeing right now? This is completely insane, right? And the thing just goes, oh, focus, take it easy.
It said that to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Or communicated that with
your brain fucking talking to you, probably. Is it
yeah,
not?
Right. Yeah. That's what I think. But sure. that's if I'm like... If I'm a patient telling a doctor exactly what I saw and what the sensation felt like, it felt like it was a different thing. It felt like I was like an antenna for some separate universe or something, which that's not what I believe. That's the perception.
Right.
I mean, your brain can make up all sorts of fucking crazy stories. There's like, there's this great book, A Telltale Mind, about this guy who's a... V.S. Ramachandran, this fantastic neuroscientist, and he explains how the brain works by explaining what goes wrong in patients that have like a stroke or blood clot or something, and one very specific part of their brain goes wrong. And so, like, there's this one patient, he wakes up out of a coma one day, and everything seems normal, right? He's passing all these tests and everything else, and then his parents walk in the room. And he gets really fucking weird. And he's like, oh, hi, mom and dad. And he just like kind of refuses to talk to him. But then his parents call him. When they call him on the phone, he's like, oh, hey, how are you guys doing? Oh, I love you guys. Like just acting like he always normally does. When they're on the phone, then the minute they walk in the room, he like gets all fucking weird. And so then he confides in the doctor. He's like, doctor, this guy is like a, you know, PhD student at some great university and every bright guy. He goes, doctor, these people, I know like they look like my parents and have my parents' name and everything, but those aren't my parents. They're imposters.
Wow.
Playing my parents. And so what they found out, what was happening actually was that that the amygdala, which is kind of controls a lot of our emotional states, it had during a stroke it fractured this part that puts visual information into the amygdala, and he was still getting audio.
Damn amygdala,
broke
man.
My amygdala last week, man.
Yeah, dude, I don't think it was my amygdala.
I might have sprained it.
So what happened then, which is fucking mind-blowing, is that what happened was he was seeing his parents, and normally when you see your parents, you have this feeling, oh, those are my parents, these people that I love. And he wasn't having that feeling when he saw them.
Only
and
when
so
he heard them.
So then his brain's like, what the fuck is going on? Why aren't you feeling this thing you would normally feel? And whenever there's some sort of inconsistency in your brain, what your brain does is make up a story and make
fill
up a narrative. And it will convince you that that's the right
story. So they thought he was schizophrenic. He's been going through shock therapy for years.
Yeah.
Turns out just busted amygdala.
Amygdala, Matt. How often have you done DMT? How many times?
Three times.
Yeah. And is it the same experience every single time? Like carbon copy the three hits? I mean, does that say...
Kind of.
What if you did stop on that second hit? Would it just fucking mess you for a while?
You just wouldn't finish.
Yeah,
you'd get stuck in another
world
universe.
Okay.
I'm used to this shit now, man. It'd be fine.
I'm just stuck. I mean, it really is just like a really hard mushroom trip if you've ever done mushrooms or anything. Like,
and it only lasted 14 minutes about?
Walls melting and all that. Not even.
You don't
like
okay.
10 minutes.
It's over, man. It's over.
Honestly, like once it's over, it's like I could smoke DMT and go on stage 15 minutes later and have a fantastic set and
okay.
be totally with it and everything else.
Now, Jay Larson, why do you think you may have had DMT? Yeah.
Maybe someone gave me weed that was laced with it. Has that ever happened?
I'm sure.
Laced with DMT?
Well, I'll just tell you the experience I've had. I told this on Pete Holmes' podcast, actually. This is the only time anything like this has ever happened to me. But I was at my home. I was living in this condemned house. This is back in the condemned house days. And my mother had sent me a, you know, Charlie Rose?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is back. My mother would send to PBS and pay for the VHS of Charlie Rose, and then she'd send it to me, two that she really liked. One was Tom Hanks, and I forget who the other one was. But I just watched the Tom Hanks one, and I had smoked a little weed. And I'm sitting there in my living room, and at the end of the Tom Hanks episode, and the whole thing he was talking about, he had just done Castaway, and he was talking about shooting it, and you would be like, he goes, talk about like you can't have any insecurities when it's just you're the only person acting in front of like a 17-person crew. Like you have to let everything go, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty amazing. And so that's kind of just like ripping through my head a little bit. And at the end, there was this like ad for PBS, and there was this girl like jogging through the woods, and I was like, oh, this girl's jogging through the woods, you know? And I'm like, oh, and then there was like music playing, like it was a different music. I'm like, oh man, the woods, it reminds me of home. I was kind of missing home, you know? All this stuff was going on. I just started being like, oh, I'm like, well, if you want to remember home, why don't you just like close your eyes and think of home? So I was just laying on the couch and I closed my eyes, and then I just started crying like intensely, like crazy intense. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I closed my eyes. And when I closed my eyes, I went down like a tunnel. Like I went shooting down a tunnel, and I was just in some like black, pitch black, like pitch black. And there was just a floating golden shaped like a cashew. Pete Holmes calls it the golden cashew. And it was like gold, like metallic gold, you know what I mean? Like shiny. This cashew just, and I was just me face to face with this floating cashew. I'm like, what the f-? And it wasn't a cashew, it was just something.
Yeah.
It was like an energy source. It was just energy. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And I'm like, you got to open your eyes, Jay. And I was like, because I had been crying so much that I couldn't even have my breath, you know? And I open my eyes and I'm like, looking around. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? You know, like, what just happened? And I'm like, close your eyes again. And I did. And I went right back to where I was, like, shot right down this thing again. Right
Turned out somebody hit me with a cashew.
I was at a planter's plant. And so now I'm again in this, staring at the thing, and now I'm crying so hard no air is getting out, and it's just like a high pitched sound coming out of my mouth, you know what I mean? Just like crazy. I've never
death
happened.
Rattle
death. Yeah. And like this was going on for maybe the first time maybe 10 seconds, the second time maybe like 8, and I was just like, I gotta stop, I can't breathe, you know? So I open my eyes, and you know when you stare at the sun you see like a black dot afterwards? Well, when I open my eyes, I just saw that shape of the cashew. And it just bounced out the window, literally bounced and went out the window.
It's a good place for it. It had other people to go.
It had places to go, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like Santa Claus.
Now, I asked the homeless guy what he thought. The guy Woodman.
The guy gave it to you.
The guy Woodman who stayed with me, and he's like, you were letting go of something, man. He goes, you were letting go. That was you seeing yourself as your infinite state, as you as just pure energy. That was you face-to-face with yourself as pure energy. And I was like, man, I don't know if that's right, but I dig it. I kind of dig that. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
That sounds a lot like...
Now I'm going to go out back and shit my hand. It's like homeless knowledge.
Right. But anyway, that's the only time that's ever happened to me. I was definitely not tripping. You know what I mean? I had smoked some weed, but you never known anyone that went through something like that on weed? I doubt it.
No. So not straight weed, no.
No.
No way.
So... Yeah, that was my. Huh. I don't know if it was DMT, but it was pretty awesome.
We got into. I may have said this before, but I tried it a couple of times, but people in my high school got into butane, and they would get the lighter refills, and they would
course,
just press.
Of course,
and
you
they would
did.
They would hit, and I did it like two. I've always been scared of chemical drugs. They just fucking scare me. And I'm glad.
I don't
and
like chemical drugs.
I did it like two times, but I watched and I stopped after the second time because I watched a kid at a party just huff like a half a thing of it and then sit in front of a fish tank and then look at all of us and swear to God that his grandfather was in the fish tank talking to him. And I mean, you couldn't convince him that
in the
it
diver's net.
He's the guy, the diver's of it, man.
He's
the
one who
found the
Floating
treasure.
Off the found treasure,
the treasure,
yeah.
You had your gold cash in it, man.
Well, that's...
I was like, fuck that right there, man.
I know. I mean, that's a good takeaway from a lot of, like, drug use is that your brain can talk you into absolutely anything.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's just in regular life. All of the time, most of what happens is... Our instincts are just driving us to do things and driving us to say things, and we're not really thinking things out all that much. And then after the fact, after we've already done it, you think of reasons why you did that thing. So if you're driven to, punch someone or something like that. Then after the fact, you go, "Oh, that was that guy was an asshole or something." It's like, well,
he was a priest, but all right.
I fucking
put it this way: if I can get my hand on DMTs,
yeah.
I mean, you got to be.
Would you try it?
Hell yeah!
You like that shit? Huh?
Yeah, I love that stuff. Yeah.
I would try. I would try that once. I think just to see what the hell happened. And I'd be like,
especially when it's only 10 minutes. You know, it feels pretty safe. I've never heard anything. Has anyone ever died off DMT?
No,
except when they died.
You know, I take mushrooms. You know what I mean? Right. I take mushrooms a lot, and I'm not sure I'd recommend mushrooms to really anybody. You got to be the right kind of person.
Sure.
But DMT, it's like I would give it to my grandmother. Like it's 10 minutes in and out.
Well, that's
like,
where I get my weed is from Shane's grandma. Right?
Yeah.
Grandma Malt.
But it's like, I mean, it's kind of a controlled. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
you are sitting in a fucking. Couch.
It's like, not like what's the shit?
Your brain goes
salvia.
Somewhere else.
Salvia, is that right?
Yeah, a lot of people say that, and I haven't.
Have you
really
smoked
done,
that?
I did one time, but I didn't do it right, and so it was just like a really high.
Smoke four
dose
times. Yeah,
four. Yeah, I just sprinkled a little bit on a joint, and
you
think
probably
it was
did
bad
it right, actually.
Salvia, and it didn't really. I mean. It felt like a slight mushroom trip for a minute, and it was kind of quick too, and so I'd have to keep on smoking more, and then it would get me really high for a second, and then I'd be like, oh, this is a little too much, and I'd slow down, and then I'd want to like smoke more again to get back up there. But I didn't like have like a crazy trip like a lot of people.
I've seen the YouTube videos of one dude was on Tosh, jumped out the fucking window and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I am not interested in any of that.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, nothing that's gonna make you.
But I see, I like to watch that shit. Like I'd like to be in the living room, and be like, that dude just jumped out that fucking window, man. Pass that joint over here, man. That guy jumped out that window.
I was in Ireland at the Kilkenny Comedy Festival in Ireland. This is years ago. This is where I had Salvia with a friend of mine, and then I went down to watch this comedy show, and I was sitting in the back on Salvia, and I started farting a little bit. Like I just wanted to like let one. I just wanted to sneak one out a little bit. Like I felt like I needed, right? And I started farting, and then it just didn't stop. Like, it was the weirdest fucking thing. It must have been.
I mean, how long?
It must have been over a minute.
No way. Now he's stoned.
I would have been nervous at that point. Like, it's not stopping, guys. It's not stopping.
First off,
he ran out of breath because it was all like hidden.
Yeah, I got nothing left, man. I'm shitting my abs out.
After 5 seconds, I was like, what is going on? This is just a 5 second fart. It's a long
that's
fart.
That's a long fart.
After 5 seconds, I'm like, what is going on right now? I need to stop. And then after 10 seconds, I'm like, I'm not stopping this. I can't stop this. I'll just let go. And I started laughing hysterically. And then the harder I laughed, the harder I kept farting.
Yeah, you can't. That's not a good place to be.
And it was like a minute of me just howling.
Like, I can't believe it.
And I'm in the back of a
comedy
show.
Guy on stage thinks he's crushing.
Yeah. And he mentioned me. He's like, I'm crushing in the back. It was
guy's
like,
I'm
me.
Shane's like, I'm the one crushing in the back, man.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Oh my God! That
guy's wondering why no one else is laughing. I'm his biggest fan. Yeah, I was just farting on Salvia for a minute straight, longer than
that. Should be your next album, Farting on Salvia.
I enjoy
fun drunks and people that have fun when they get.
You think jumping out the window is fun?
No, I don't know that guy personally, but I have a friend of mine. I won't say his name, but he and his brother
Sean.
They lived here in Hollywood, and my cousin. Timmy, he goes by Tim now, but he'll forever be Timmy to me, man. He was living out. He just came out to visit, and the four of us go out drinking. And these two, the brothers, they get fucking wasted. And then they used to get wasted,
like Shane Moss,
all
wasted
the time. Yeah, but they'd fist fight each other and shit. I've told you
he's
about
peaceful.
Them before.
I was a very, very peaceful.
He's
That's
peaceful.
Why it lasted for as long as it did.
Yeah, because people are like, he's sweet. Yeah.
Well, one night we go out drinking, and they get fucked up, and it's summer, and now they've got their shirts off. And I'm like, why do you guys have your shirts off in the back of the car? And they're like, you're taking us to fucking Runyon right now, and we're going to walk down the path to the overlook, and we're going to go sit there and drink some beer, and it's hot. And I was like, that makes no fucking sense to me whatsoever, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's what we do. So we park up on the Mulholland side, and we walk down to the overlook at Runyon. Did I say Runyon before?
I think so, yeah.
And
I stopped listening a while ago.
You know when you... So we're sitting over there, we're drinking, and these two decide that they're just going to run off the fucking mountain. And I mean...
Like they jump?
They just sprint right off in the pitch. It's like 2 a.m.
Where are they, Carlos Castaneda? Okay.
They're shirtless, and they sprint down these fucking hills, and they're screaming, ah! And I hear one fall, and we're like, oh, I'm like, holy shit. Every dog in the neighborhood below is going crazy, and they fucking come back up, and they're all bloody on their back. You know, they fall into sticker bushes and shit, and everything. They're bleeding, and they're laughing their ass off. Okay, they're having a time in their fucking life.
Idiots.
So as we're walking back by, if you're familiar with that Runyon area, there's a guy that has a house right there, and he has a horse.
For those people out there, Runyon's a place you go for hikes in the hills of Hollywood.
Very popular, yeah.
But there are some steep. You could fall 60,
it's fucking
80
real
feet.
Yeah,
no joke.
But this guy has a horse right there, a horse and like a goat, and they were big into riding horses.
There
and he
go.
Just looks at me and he's like, "I'm getting." I'm like, "Dude, don't fucking do it." And his brother and my cousin are just maybe 20 yards ahead of us, and he's like, "I'm doing it." And he hops the fucking fence. I'm like, "What are you doing?" He grabs the horse. And I mean, like, this the black stallion by the mane. He fucking hops up on it, and he knows how to ride good. And he's fucking riding this shit. I'm like, what are you doing? And this horse is going back and forth. And it's got an overhang where it'll stay for shade in the summer. So every time it goes under, he's having to duck. I mean, like, down on it. He's going back, forth, back. No, he rode the shit out of it. And now I'm laughing, like, what are you doing? And the horses look like it was enjoying it. He's just laughing, riding it around their yard. Then all of a sudden, here comes the lights. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, see ya. I took off, and he came running behind us. He got away with it. We got the hell out of there, and they passed out in my back seat. And then when I got home and they got out of the car, my cousin and I turn around and look at the back of the car. My seats are just blood soaked.
Is this the Civic?
Yeah, from their fucking back. Thank God it was vinyl seats, man. Pleather. I was in there wiping their blood down. I'm like, you dumb son of a bitches. But he rode the shit out of that horse.
That is crazy town.
If you've been by that and you know that little it's a pen is what he had that thing in. And he rode it like it was a damn thoroughbred in there. Like, he was really good at it. And that horse was chugging, too. It liked it.
It's like, so, he ain't got enough.
Horse like, thanks, man. When we left, he's like, get some exercise.
I used to get high all the time in these same back roads. roads in Wisconsin, these like old country back roads that we'd go around and get baked in. And there's this one that there's the same old horse there all the time. We called it the frozen horse because it just never moved. And we got really ripped one day, and I fed it a Charleston chew.
Shut up, dude. Then, I love a Charleston chew. That's one of the most underrated candies in the world.
It's a great baked thing.
And I like straight up. I don't like the strawberry.
No one likes it.
Exactly. Come on.
So I was like, that was my mindset at the time. I was like, I love these Charleston shoes.
This
so
horse
much.
Must love
I love
you.
This horse. I give the horse what I love because I love it. And then I didn't see that horse for like 2 months. I figured it was dead. And it finally was back. But I think my Charleston chew fucked it up for a couple months.
We don't know what's wrong with him. He's been on...
Yeah, yeah.
Took him to the vet. They pumped his
stomach. Dancing in Charleston, man.
Those things don't...
I know.
I took a bunch of mushrooms one time and I was on these... Granddad Bluffs, they're called in La Crosse. They're like small mountains, just these bluffs. And I'm running down in the middle of the night on mushrooms, like having the time of my life. And then I'm running down, and I can't see anything. And when I jump, it felt like I was getting so much air.
Running
downhill, so I'm running, I'm jumping, and I can't really see. And I'm jumping again. And it was like the biggest adrenaline rush. And then I'm running, and I jump, and then I'm like not coming down. I'm like, no. And then next thing I'm just in the bottom of this ditch, like on my back, like, oh.
How far? Do you know how far now it was?
It was a long ways. I had a... The reason I don't do acid anymore...
Wait, would you say it's like 11 feet or 8 feet?
Yeah, probably like 11 feet or something.
That's
like
a fall.
Especially in the dark when you're just fucking falling.
I had something fucking way crazy. The last time I did acid, what happened was I sometimes tell this first part on stage, mm-hmm. and I've never told the second part because it would just alienate
Fired
too many
up.
People. I was like 22, and this is in my hometown in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and I get a bunch of acid, and I share it with some friends and stuff, and we're sitting in this bar. The acid hasn't kicked in yet, so we don't know.
How did you take it?
Sugar cubes. So for the listeners, you have like one liquid drop and a sugar cube, or two liquid drops if you want to have a harder trip.
That's what I did the one time.
Time.
Yeah, I've only done it once. That was
I've never fucked with acid. Done shrooms. That's what I'm saying. Acid scares me.
Yeah. It's fucked up. So
I'm sure whatever you're about to tell me is going to make me pretty sure I'm glad I've never done acid.
I was so I'm in this bar, and you shouldn't be in a bar when you're tripping because it's like drunks are fucking idiots and everything. And we don't want people to know we're tripping, and we're trying to keep it on the down low. And then like my acid dealer's dealer, like the guy that made the acid,
your dealer's dealer.
Yeah.
you never meet that guy.
Yeah, I know.
I'm his card dealer, though, man.
He walks in the bar. This is the guy that made the acid. Our acid hasn't kicked in yet, so we don't know what it's going to do to us. He walks in the bar, and he comes over to us, and he goes, "I'm a lizard!" Starts sticking his tongue out like a lizard. We're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this is, everyone in the bar is now looking at us.
Yeah, the lizard man.
Jesus Christ. And then he opens up his
I would be like, are you the
jacket.
One that made the shit we fucking just took, dude?
Exactly. So we're terrified. And then he opens up his jacket and he pulls out a vial of acid. Like 100 hits of acid. And then he unscrews the acid and he pulls out like a full dropper of acid. And then he goes, "I'm a lizard!" And he sprays acid on his tongue. He was already a lizard. And then
holy shit. How many drops do you think that holds?
Like 20, 30?
God. Like, when are you legally
so
insane?
Much.
Is it like 12
like
or
seven
something?
Or something? Like that,
soon,
I think,
yeah, seven
insane.
Hits is what I've heard too. Like the military is like, if you've done it, they don't want to fuck with you if you've done it more than seven times.
Yeah.
That guy blew it, fucking three military tours right there in one vial.
And we're like, oh, he's in the fucking military now.
He
this
is?
Guy, yeah, come to think of it, he's in the military now. So he's like...
They got him out in the Middle East working the desert fucking lizard shit on the lizard campaign.
Yeah. He is a fucking lizard for real. He goes back in for another fucking...
Come on!
And we're like, whoa. We stop him, you know. We talk him out of it. And before he puts it away, all of our beers were lined up on the bar. It was four of us. And he just goes, squirt, and just sprays all the acid across our beers. And now we were just starting the trip, and like we felt fine. And we're like, should we? How many hits do you think that was? Do you think we should? And we talk about it for a while. We're like, we don't want to waste this like $1.50 draft beer or whatever.
$5 all night.
Yeah, $5 over at the six pack, man.
Yeah, yeah. So we drank the fucking beer.
You drank it. Jesus Christ.
Tripped my balls off.
Like, I was a chameleon.
We went around. I strapped some rollerblades on. I was on a half pipe for a while. Yeah, it was crazy.
Nailed the 540, man.
Well, I used to do like a lot of aggressive inline skating stuff like that, and so
inline skating,
yeah, or like, you know, trick skating, shit like downhills and at skate parks and all that kind of stuff. So it was because it was the middle of the night, and I could see there's just this red like holographic line everywhere, like where I was supposed to go, like the trail that. Like probably what your mind's eye kind of sees, you know, but it was like lit up, like bright red thing. So I'm having a blast, and now I'm like doing this Tony Hawk shit, like feeling like $1 million on all this acid. And then we decide that we're going to drive up to these bluffs to see sunset. And we had a girl that wasn't on acid and was totally sober, and she's going to drive us. So we walk to the car, and turns out she can't drive. Stick. It's my car. And I'm like, you know what? I just got done doing Tony Hawk shit.
Oh, man.
I can drive, no problem. So I'm like, you know, I convince everyone I'm fine enough. Now, my two buddies in the back, they are, oh, it's three of them in the back. They're all tripping their balls off as hard as I am. They can't believe that I'm driving right now, which, you know, that was... being correct. and so they're all just like screaming like fucking lunatics, and I can't concentrate, you know. And this girl's like, he's driving fine, shut up. And she finally gets him to shut
up. The only sober one.
Right. The voice of reason is not the voice of reason.
Yeah, yeah. And
the fucked up people are the voice of reason.
Exactly. So they finally shut up, and we get up to the top of these bluffs, and I knew my way around and everything, and I was going to turn up this place, and they go, no, turn up this other place instead. Now I'm in unfamiliar roads that I haven't been on before, and there's this
red line.
But now they finally fucking shut up, and so we're on a straightaway, and I'm like, you know what? For giving me such a hard time, I'm going to quick just give them a little bit of a scare. Is what I decide. God. Like how, you know, how after school specials go.
Yeah, and, exactly.
And so I just floor it on this straightaway.
How fast would
like
you say you're going?
It's like an incline. I got up to 75 miles an hour, and what I didn't see was that there's a 25 mile an hour turn sign.
Because
there's an incline and you can't see what's after the incline.
Yeah.
It was a 25 mile an hour turn, which I don't see. They know this. They're familiar with these roads. So these guys in back, they're all screaming, trying to get me to slow down. But they've been screaming this whole fucking time. So I'm just,
they're like, whatevs.
Yeah, yeah. And then I get to the top of this incline, and I realize that it just drops, and then there's a turn afterwards. And by the time I realize it, it's too late. I slam on the brakes, but now my wheels are already in the air. I'm off the ground.
All four wheels?
Yeah. And then I land on the road somehow, but there's the turn right there, and I somehow I just crank it, and I barely make the turn, and the car's just skidding side to side.
What kind of car are you in?
I'm in a Honda Civic, a 95 Honda Civic.
Of course you are.
Original rims on that thing?
And like a champ.
I drove that thing.
You probably had shitty back seats at that point.
So I'm trying to straighten this fucking thing out. I'm still traveling very fast, and I thought I had it straightened out. It was so close, and the back wheel caught the shoulder, which was gravel.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I hit just a little bit of gravel, the car just started spinning. And then it just started spinning like a frisbee, and then it just flew off of this cliff.
What? Jesus Christ!
And then we landed like 40 feet below.
What?
In this fucking farm. And all the wheels exploded, and the axles snapped. And it was like, and
no airbags. There's no airbags then. Yeah.
And honey, come quick. A UFO just landed. He's got this.
The girl still up front.
told you could land this.
Somehow the car didn't flip or anything, and we just came to the standstill. Just busted into pieces.
Do you remember if you were spinning in the air circular as you were going down?
They did a 1080, man.
Holy fuck. The car had rollerblades on the back.
And everyone was just frozen fucking silent. And then one of my friends in the back is just like, you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And then like, get home by yourself. And then they all just took off and walked home.
Which, P.S., the last place you want to be.
I'm sorry.
The last place you want to be on acid is by yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You always want to be with other people.
Or in a car, it's going off a 40-foot fucking cliff. I mean, that's a pretty good last place to be.
Oh, and I had to figure out what the fuck I was going to do with my car now. I'm tripping my balls off, and now I got to go and knock on this person's door. It's their fucking farm. And I got to go and tell them, hey, I just missed a deer, you know, and I went off to the... Don't worry, I already called the police and a tow truck. They're going to be here soon. You don't have to call anyone. I'm sorry, I'll take care of it. I give them like $100 or whatever. I'm like, I'll bring you more money.
Game's a mass.
Later. And their fucking face is melting on this fucking old lady as I'm trying to explain to her.
And I like that the fucking sober girl didn't go do this.
Oh my God.
Where did she go?
Oh, she went with them. They were all fucking pissed at me. It took them a very long time to talk to me.
I would imagine that.
I can't believe all four of you walked out unscathed.
Yeah, just completely fine.
I mean, that should have broke your fucking legs at least. Yeah. I mean, that impact.
Yeah.
Let's break them right now.
Holy shit.
I had to get a friend to drive me back up there to like sort out what I was going to do. And by the time I got up there, there was police up there and I was still tripping. And then I had to talk to this fucking cop and I'm tripping and he's like, he's giving me a breathalyzer, and it had been so long since I drank that I was fine. But he's like, I know something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm just freaked out because I
like, you don't have pupils,
car,
man.
And I'm talking to it. Yeah, I know.
I mean, were they tiny? They must, or like huge?
Huge.
Huge, yeah.
He's like, I know you don't got black
irises. I guess it would be. Yeah.
Yeah, just pure black eyeballs.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, that's the last time I did acid.
Good call.
Yeah.
As always, on the Crab Feast, we do not promote drunk driving.
Or condone.
It's
kind of promoting it by talking about it.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
We don't condone.
But that's great, man. That's a pretty hefty wake-up call.
That wasn't even drunk driving. That was
acid driving.
Yeah.
Trip driving.
Jesus.
You know, tripping is like, I feel like tripping's for older people. I feel like tripping's something that you do
to reflect.
Like, sit and reflect and explore your mind.
Yeah.
It's not a party drug.
I don't think
and
so.
And when I was younger, I used to take it like it was a party drug.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
You know.
And so did your dealer.
Yeah.
He took it like it was vitamins. What are you talking
and
about?
And so like just trying to take the biggest dose you can and like you know, run around town and make it like, we'll all act like fools. Like, no, you should like... This New Year's, I ate a bunch of mushrooms by myself with a journal and like watched TV and reflected on my life, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
But that's how you're supposed to trip, not like strap on the rollerblades and hop in a car. And
no.
Let's get wild.
No, that's way too adventurous for acid.
Yeah. Young people, man.
They get crazy.
Yeah.
They're idiots.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, they always... Yeah, that's what they always say. I mean, people say that, you know, youth is wasted on the young. It legitimately, and I'm getting older, you know, so now I mean, I'm not as old as Rye, but when I'm seeing people, you know what I mean? You see people doing shit or like what they're doing with their life, and you're like, God, like I have a buddy who's 20, at the time he was 27, okay? When actually, maybe he was 24 when I used to tell him, I'd be like, listen, I wrote him 3 letters, okay? And had like 2 straight up conversations. I was like, I'm coming to you from the future. Start saving a little bit of money. You don't need all that money. You don't need to be doing it. Just save it, dude. Just save $100 a week. If he'd saved, $100 a month, I go, just do that. He's 30 now. Yeah. He would have had like 12 grand in the bank, and he's still doing the same thing he was doing at 24. And I'm like, dude, I told you. What I was telling you.
You drinking or doing drugs or?
Yeah, he does. I mean, he does, you know, he just what anyone else would do. But it's not like he's moved on. And I was just like, dude, I told you, I gave you everything you need to know because I wish someone had come to me and told me to save money or, you know, that's the one thing I'm going to teach my kid is about saving money because nobody in my family was good at saving money. I mean,
there's just so much more to it than, like, the prefrontal cortex is like, sorry.
This I know. These guys do you have a doctorate from somewhere?
No, I just like science stuff. But that's it's the last thing to fully mature in the brain, and it has.
Tell me about the occipital lobe.
It has, I don't know much about that.
but
it controls, yeah, it does. It controls decision making. It basically controls
the prefrontal cortex.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It controls your instincts, and it's not fully mature when you're 27. So, like, one of the best case studies was this guy in the 1800s, this railroad supervisor.
Phineas Gage?
Playing this. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know. What's up, playa? What's up, playa?
Matter of fact.
Phineas Gage, get out of here! I know, but railroad tie went right through his eye, man.
Right through his eye. Right through, through the front part of his brain, yeah, they gave him the day off.
Well, no wonder his shit wasn't fully developed.
His skull's in the Smithsonian or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. He
well, tell the story.
So there's this fucking dynamite, and I guess it was a spike that you go to drill something in to put dynamite into, and a spark from hitting this thing lit off the dynamite, and it shot the spike through his eye and through the front part of his brain, the prefrontal cortex, and he was just like kind of fine. He was just sort of coherent and everything. And so they're like, "You should probably get that checked out." He's got a fucking stick.
Look at man.
It was stuck, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. An old ass iron railroad tie, like the old long.
It was
ass
new
one.
Then, but
and it went through point, so fast that it like carterized all of his.
Oh, because it was hot, right?
Yeah,
it's seared, yeah.
So he didn't.
So then
bleed
undoing
out.
It is going to cause probably some fucking damage.
Right. Well, he would have bled to death had it not been so hot.
Okay.
And so he goes to the doctor, and they're like, "What the fuck?
Emergency room with that guy."
They didn't know anything about neuroscience or any of that stuff back then. And so he seems like okay. You know, he's kind of like in and out of a coma, but they can't believe he's alive. And he starts making a recovery, and he gets a lot of his skills back. But the most notable thing was before this incident, he was this very responsible supervisor of this railroad, and then he loses this prefrontal cortex, which it does a lot of controlling kind of your animal instinct sort of stuff. And after that, he's just like a fucking sex offender and can't hold a job and a drunk and like,
"I'm a lizard." He started yelling at you.
Can't control anything. So that's like, that's part of what you're missing before you're 25, which is why you act like a fucking idiot. And it's also the first thing to start deteriorating when you're older. That's why seniors, they're like, "Oh, they have it all figured out." You know, that's why they'll say anything. They've lived a long life and they're just going to be them. No, that's not it. It's brain damage.
Prefrontal, man.
Prefrontal cortex. PFL, man.
They literally can't control
the cortex
the
or the
crazy
lobe.
Shit. Yeah, cortex.
Occipital lobe, man.
Yeah. And so that's part of why young people do. And then single men in particular tend to fuck up a lot.
Hmm. Did you go to college?
No, I just really like science stuff. I read a lot of material about it and all that.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's intense, man. It's intense stuff.
Yeah. And super boring to a lot of people.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a sister who's 5 years younger than me and a brother who's 9 years younger.
And are they like you? Do they experiment with drugs?
No, my sister.
That doesn't like.
That is. What's the matter?
My sister's
I'll tell you right now, both of my brothers tried almost everything there was, and I was like, "Nah, this shit is not for me at all." But those two were like, "Yeah, I'll try it. I'll try it.
Yeah. I mean, my brother's experimented enough, and my sister's experimented, and she used to like go a little crazy with drinking and everything. But she's married now, and like part owner of a business, and you know, is
a six pack,
pretty
right?
responsible. And then my brother is pretty similar to me, same sense of humor, likes to party and all that kind of stuff. But he's very responsible, and like he keeps a job and does very, he's a computer programmer and very bright and does very well for himself. And
they both in Wisconsin.
I never did. Yeah,
nice. I love Wisconsin.
I don't. I mean, it's okay. I like it more when I go back.
Yeah, of course. I would imagine.
But it's like the winter's so fucking brutal.
I'm not saying like the winter, but
are really nice, but they aren't. Like, I was always very inquisitive, and people there are kind of like a face value
kind of thing, take it for what it is.
And so I always just thought, like, you know, I was a lunatic or something just because I had questions about life. I'm a little crazy.
Some people think you're a lunatic because you drove off a cliff for
right, a cliff, man. Yeah.
I can't believe you can get arrested on that.
He gave me every ticket that he could, like reckless driving and speeding, and I think I probably
flying without a fucking license.
Yeah, I think I had a suspended driving license.
I'm gonna get you something with aeronautical, some shit.
Aeronautical.
Yeah.
They suspended your license?
I think it was already suspended at the time. That's like what a fuck up I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it probably was. So, you know, they gave me every ticket they could, and then, but there wasn't a whole lot they could do. They had no evidence of anything.
I mean, that's close. I mean, even though everyone was okay, that was pretty close to death.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was like...
Is that the closest to death you've ever been?
Not like me personally, but it's like almost killing other people.
Closest you've been to death was DMT, man.
That was death.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, DMT is, in a way, it's sort of like experiencing something that people experience when they're dying. I've had so many times when, like, I should be dead a million times over. I mean, I was just like a fucking lunatic. I've been in police chases. I've been in...
Tell us about a police chase.
I got in two high-speed chases.
Two?
And one I got away and the other one
No way!
You got away?
Yeah.
In Wisconsin? You might not want to tell that.
You might want to... Yeah, it's not like that. It's not like...
Statue of limitations, man. Yeah, yeah.
He's listening. There's some cop in La Crosse, Wisconsin right now. Like, turn it up right now. Like,
I was really drunk. I was driving, like, I was around my parents' house, and I used to, like, speed around these back roads all the time. And so
Two-lane country roads, no shoulder.
This is like the city, but you could get out to country roads pretty quickly if you needed to. And then just knowing all of the little corners and little hideaway spots, and it, like, I used to drive around, my friends and I used to drive, like, chase each other in cars and, like, try to get away from one another, and so we
practicing
got, yeah we got really good at, like, alluding, driving like 75 and a 25 around these, you know, around these little town roads or whatever, and so I knew the area really well, and I was driving, and I was pretty drunk, so I probably swerved or something like that. And there's a cop coming toward me, and I know I was speeding and going really fast. I slammed on my brakes and, you know, I slow down, and I'm fucking hammered, so I know if he pulls me over, I'm going to get a Dewey. And he drives past, and I see him slowing down. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then he whips a Huey and turns the lights on, and I just fucking floored it.
Are you by yourself?
Yeah, Civic. Yeah, I was by myself.
Civic, you fucking tried outrun him?
Yeah, and I flew around all these turns really quick, and I parked behind a store.
That's like some Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, it is. And I turned off all the lights and everything and parked the car. And I was like, oh, fuck, this sucks so bad. And he comes fucking flying down. And I don't know how he didn't see where I turned off. But he comes flying down, and he goes just past where I turned off. And I'm watching. I can see him, like, through these glass windows of the store. I'm like, fuck, he's going to see me. Oh, this sucks so bad. And he's like, if he turns right, he turns my direction, and he's going to see me. And he stops for a second. He's looking both ways, and then he turned left and started flying left to try to catch me. And then I fucking took off the other way and
crashed into a telephone pole.
Yeah.
better cop on the second chase?
Yeah, so the second time, I was really drunk, and
thank God you quit drinking, man.
I know. I mean, I was like, I think I was 20 at the time.
Were your folks or anyone saying anything to you about drinking
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I mean,
I hope so.
I mean, I had a lot of like problems. Like, I just didn't feel like I fit in. Yeah, I wanted to be popular. All that fucking shit. Yeah, a lot of attention seeking. Behavior and
it was your precipital low probably was inflamed.
So I the second time I was driving back to a friend's house trying to get back before they went to sleep so I could get in their place to crash there. And so I'm driving, I'm like blowing stop signs for no reason and stuff just because I'm having fun. I'm by myself. And I just blew through a stop sign, and then this fucking cop car turns around and starts following me, but he doesn't turn on his lights. So because he didn't turn on his lights, I just fucking floored it. And I started, I didn't know the area as well, and I'm like zipping around and I'm taking all these turns, and then
did he turn on his lights then?
And then, but the minute he turned on his lights, I pulled right over and I jumped out of the car. I'm like, oh, thank God. And I go, there's this guy that's been chasing and harassing me. So this guy is like, first off, he's like, he's putting out a fucking APB for this car that I'm describing. I was describing like a Dodge Intrepid or something because I had
it had
headlights that were similar to the police cars there. So I used something that was like a little bit differently. And I think I like blamed a black guy or something like that.
Jesus.
It's like a really racist area. So cops are suckers for that kind of stuff there.
Suckers for racism out there, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I forget this story that I told him, but he was like, there was another cop car there by that time, because he must have called it in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to these two guys, and they have me waiting there, and they're like, oh, okay. And then they're like waiting for dispatch to see, you know, if they can find, you know, this car that's supposedly, I can't believe they're falling for this. It was just like a fucking, bullshit.
Yeah.
Just trying something, right? But then, like I said earlier,
a black guy in a Dodge Intrepid showed up. And was like, I ain't fucking chasing this.
No, I wish.
I'm just lost.
It was him. What happened was this woman showed up who had given me like a couple of underage drinking tickets before. It's a small town.
So
she knew me. And the second she pulled
this
up,
guy, the town drunk.
She was just like, oh, is this Shane Moss? Ah, he's fucking drunk. Give him a breath of life. And so, oh, fuck. So I forgot about this.
Did they tell her the story? She must have lost it. That is hilarious.
He flew off a fucking cliff about 2 months back.
This is, they didn't give me a breathalyzer. This is what happened.
Wait, what car were you in at this point? Did you get the Honda fixed, or is that thing, it sounded like it was dead?
I think this is before that. And so that Honda went through some. I got it fixed after I flew off the cliff. I drove that thing to Boston. That thing I drove to.
It was missing floorboards, but everything else was good.
What'd you get yours to?
275.
Yeah, mine. I totaled mine eventually, but just a silly little bumper.
I sold it. Some guy got it and fixed it up. I just wasn't fixing a cracked head on a 90 Honda Civic.
Right, so I get out and it was winter. I have this shitty fucking winter coat on. It has these huge pockets in the front, and this lady goes, "Shane, what's in your pockets there?" And I look down and I'm like, "Oh, you're fucking kidding me, you idiot! I had four beer cans in my fucking pockets, just sticking out, looking exactly like beer cans, you know, like just
holy
four."
And then they're like, "Why don't you pull out whatever you got in there?" I'm like, "Ah, fuck!" And I just set these beers on the car. They're like,
and then you had like a nip on the inside. You like,
and they took your ass to jail right there.
Oh, yeah. That was my first Dewey. Then I got a second one.
And your folks were like,
I don't think I told my parents about my Dewey.
What? You didn't have to?
He's over 18.
Yeah, I think I was
20 at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is about all the time we have. Let me first say I am glad that you're still here.
Me too.
And that you hurt no one else. And, you know, I will take back. We don't promote drinking and driving. We talk about it, so, but we don't condone it.
No, and it's good that people can learn that he's sober
and
now.
He's clean and sober, and we're glad you're here. Thank you for coming and doing this. This is a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you, guys.
One more time with anything you'd like to promote, please, Twitter, your podcast. I don't think you mentioned your podcast.
Oh, yeah, my podcast, the Double Date Podcast, with me and my girlfriend April Macy. It's us two and another couple each week, and it's a lot of fun and different and all that good stuff.
Cool, and check him out. His stand-up's fantastic if you're going to go see him live out there in Kirkland or when you're at the Walgreens or in Boston. As always, I'm Jay Larson Comedy, jlarsoncomedy.com.
I'm Ryan Sickler on Twitter, Instagram, ryansickler.com. We'll talk to you all next Tuesday.